Now, will you notice what he says, verse 14? Therefore, behold, I will allure her and bring her into the wilderness and speak tenderly unto her, and I will give her her vineyards there and the valley of Achor for a door of hope. Now, it was in the valley of Achor, you will recall, that the children of Israel suffered a great defeat at Ai when they entered the land under Joshua. They had to ferret out that sin that was finally found in the household of Achan, and it had to be judged. And God says here, right where I judge your sin, I'm going to bless you. God says, I intend to restore you. Now, you cannot read this prophecy. That is, take the whole prophecy and come to any other position than God is not through with the nation Israel. Now, I don't care what your theology is, friends. The Word of God is the important thing. And you might be able to spiritualize this, but I don't think you can do that, because when God speaks here, he's using a great deal of geography. And I think that when God says Israel and Ephraim, he's talking about a definite people, and he's not talking about you and me. But there are tremendous lessons here for us, not only as individuals, but I think for the nation, for that matter. And there was a time when this nation would hear the Word of God, but they've long since passed that stage. I'm reading verse 15 again, and God says, I will give her her vineyards there and the valley of Achor for a door of hope. Now, you will recall when the children of Israel came into the land, there were actually three major enemies in the center of that land that had to be eliminated so Joshua could divide the enemy and then concentrate on one section at a time. The first was Jericho. Jericho represents the world. And then he made an attack upon Ai. That represents the flesh. He thought that was easy, and a great many people today think they can live the Christian life in their own strength by means of the flesh. And that always means defeat, by the way. And Joshua was defeated at Ai, but a great lesson was learned there. And God brought them down to the valley of Achor, and Achan was found there to be the one who had sinned at the destruction of Jericho. God told him not to touch any of the unclean things there. And those people were eaten up with venereal disease. And God had a reason for it. But this man disobeyed. And old Joshua, you remember, went down on his face and cried out to God. And he was as pious as I've been at times, complaining to the Lord. The Lord says, get up off your face. Israel hath sinned. You have to deal with sin before you can have a victory. And God says, now you deal with the sin. And they dealt with it in the valley of Achor. And from then on, it was victory for this man Joshua. When you deal with the sins of the flesh, it'll mean victory. And therefore, he says here, and the valley of Achor, a door of hope. God says again, I'll judge your sin, and after I've judged your sin, there'll be a glorious, wonderful hope for you in the future. And she shall sing there, as in the days of her youth, and in the day when she came up out of the land of Egypt. So he's definitely referring to that period. Now, he says, and I'll give you a door of hope, and she shall sing there, as in the days of her youth, and as in the day when she came up out of the land of Egypt. My friend, even today in the land of Israel, you don't find it quite like this. Because this very land that he's talking about right here, even though Israel has the land, they don't have this land. You know who has it? Arabs cultivate this land. This is up near Shechem. This is up in the place where Joseph is buried, the tribe of Ephraim. It's in that area. And where God says the day is going to come, I'm going to bless you. But you don't see that there even today. You're not seeing the fulfillment of prophecy.